Good evening.
Hello.
We're going to give it a few minutes to see if some other people come on and call us.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Let's give it another minute. So we are starting with the section 31, or continuing with section 31 of Parashat Noach from the Zohar, from the Sulam commentary. We're going to start with verse 243. We did that last night, and there's a lot of material not yet done. And we're going to start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkin Tevit Hiluur Himud Hiluud Hiluur Himu Weyakta L'shem Yud He Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yihino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanunei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanuneihu Uyamar Rabbi Hiskia Losif Lekalel O Tadama Be'ai Avur Ha'adam Mayhu Amar Rabbi Yesa Hakeshema Me Rabbi Shimon De amar kol zimna de esha dilela o sif leti taktva de nana de ihudina il tata it ka ad kef rugzav de shadse kola begin de kvakad Nafik Esha Lait Leia Pesek Ad Yishtalem Dina Vekadina Dil Tata Laosi Ritakfa Bedina Dilela Avid Dina Upasik Vela ishtalem Dina l'shetza'a Ugin kach ketiv לא אוסיף למיכל תוספת ואיפתח פר. ואיפתח פדינה בלתתה. Then Rabbi Hizkia asked, what is the meaning of the verse that reads, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake? Could it be that the Holy One blessed be he who feels regret? Rabbi Yessa answered that he had heard it was so from Rabbi Shimon, who said that as long as the upper fire of Bina spreads, then the smoke, which is the lower judgment of the female principle, intensifies. It intensifies the anger and destroys everything. For when the fire from Bina comes forth, it does not stop until the punishment of the female principle, which is smoke, is carried out completely. So in the judgment from below, the smoke ceases to gain strength by the judgment from above, from the force of the fire, then the judgment is done and stops and is not executed until destruction. That is why it's written, I will not again, meaning I will not continue to add to the fire in order to intensify the judgment down below, which is the smoke. Questions, comments, thoughts? Still confusing?
Well, I think
I think there's some mercy, I guess, from the right side that he's bringing in, you know, the right left, because he said he wouldn't. Does a smoke contain mercy? Or as you said, that's the end of judgment, that it will not flame the fire once the smoke appears. Means that it's finalized.
Well, what it says, when the smoke rises, it's that smoke represents judgment if it's talking about the smoke coming from the fire of judgment, which is the fire of anger that a human being has. We're talking about the lighting of the incense. That's all done from with the priest, which is mercy. But there's another fire, which is that of judgment, which comes from any person who gets angry. So which do you think it is? The smoke that comes from anger, or the smoke that comes from mercy?
I'm going to side with mercy.
You're correct. Because it's saying, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. Because man has lit the fire of mercy. Any other questions? Verse 244. Stop me if you want to continue where we were. Amar
Hahu Yanin.
Go ahead.
I think we're bouncing from spiritual to physical in these verses. You know, we're in the spiritual, we're in the physical, and it's, you know, it's, you have to really stop and think about it. It gets real confusing because one moment, I mean, with the split second, we're in the spiritual, and the next split second, we're in the physical. So it's like, you know, there's a fine division.
Correct. It comes to teach us that we always have to be aware of what is the frame of reference. We're talking the spiritual levels, or we're talking the physical levels. And always know that the physical levels are upside down relative to the spiritual levels.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 244. Amarha hu yanuka shema aluraha dama Yavurcha deha behahi Shata deit lat ya Ara behova Veadeadam it yahev Vishulishalta Ala Ahahu hivya vishadihu Mechabir la Yalma vishate Bene alma behmehahu Yoma dekarev Noach farbana Liarach leya Kudshabarichu it yachev Rishu liara Linafka Midchot ahu nachash v'nafka min sava v'alda makt rivin Yisrael karbana v'katsha barichu v'gin liankhara afe ara Amar Rabbi Veheskiya Yaot Ya Venavka Maidchot Ahu Nachash Venavka Mim Sa'ava Vialda mikrevain Yisrael karbana Lekud shabarichu begin lian hagahara Afea ora Afea ora amar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Chizkiya Yaotu V'hai Hawa Tale Yadikai Meu Yisrael Al Torah D'Sinai. The young boy said, I heard that the words first is the ground for your sake indicate that the land has been cursed because of the sin of Adam, when the evil serpent received permission to rule over it, and as it is the destructive force in the world, through whom was slowly revealed upon it, brought it the flood upon the earth, and death, and destroyed all the people of the world. In other words, the flood revealed evil and made it possible to separate the bad from the good. But from the day when the Holy One, blessed be He, smelled Noah's sacrifice, He separated the bad from the good and granted permission to the land to leave the dominion of the serpent. But from the day when the Holy Ones, blessed be he, smelled Noah's sacrifice, he separated the bad from the good and granted permission to the land to leave the dominion of the serpent and depart from the defiled side, for evil was separated from the land. Therefore Israel offers sacrifice to the Holy One, blessed be he, to brighten the face of the earth, which is Malchut. That is because Noah had not yet completed the correction. Israel still needs to offer sacrifices. Rabbi Hizkiah said that this is indeed so, because that correction did not occur until Israel stood at Mount Sinai. Then the evil completely separated from the land. The pollution ceased, and there was freedom from the anger of death, as is known. Questions, comments, thoughts?
It sort of brings it all together.
It does.
So my question is,
all these words are code words. All these words are talking about growing their own columns, their own levels.
Who is they?
It's important to separate the right column energy from the left column energy. You think you're all right, but everything is in order. You have to dig deeper and recognize the evil is still there, but it has been separated out.
Mm-hmm. So that's what the angel of death did. He took all the evil out of the land.
But it wasn't until we got to Sinai that that happened. I mean, they had to continue to sacrifice it up until Mount Sinai when we received the Torah, immortality. And that put the death angel in its place, so to speak. Of course, it didn't last too long, but...
So, was this for the purpose of the land itself, if that's the case, and it didn't happen until Mount Sinai? So, this whole destruction was for the land itself?
We need
Don't
to
we
recognize
have to remember that it wasn't the land that sinned, it was Adam that sinned.
No, the land sinned also. The land was cursed for its own sake. The land.
Well, I thought it was because of Adam. What?
No, Adam, Eve, the snake, and the land are all
together
sinned.
Mm-hmm.
They
unified.
All received curses. And there is a process whereby the negative aspect has to be corrected by the center of the earth.
Okay, I was under the impression that the land was forgiven, so to speak, after the flood, but Noah And the people had to continue with the sacrifices because not enough cleansing. I took it to mean the people, but I guess it's the land as well. And until Sinai came. That was how I was.
So you said Noah didn't finish the completion, but we talked about this a couple teachings prior to this, that he set up the altar again, which brought the earth back on its correct axle. Was it tilted, right?
Right.
So was that part of the, that was a part of the correction, although he didn't finalize the whole correction. So that's why I asked the question, is this about the land and putting it back in its place, its correct place, as to why I asked that question, if it's for the land itself, to cleanse the earth so the land could be put back on the right, on its right axle in the center of the world.
Would we say that that was at the potential level? Because there's lots of years between Noah and Mount Sinai.
There were lots of words between Malchut and Mount Sinai. But also, the Malchut that she we have to separate energies, because in the spiritual level, there is no such thing as two energies being together in unity. In the spiritual world, any document has negativity and positivity. That's in the physical world. And when someone is being asked to learn the Kabbalah, what they have to do through their learning is separate out the good aspects from the experiences that he's had.
Oops.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that what this verse is telling us is to, in order to move forward, we have to be purified. We have to separate between the positive and the negative.
Right. So, with that said, then Mount Sinai had to be purified before because that was part of the destruction, right? The land that was the people that were destroyed with the flood. So that
well,
is part of that geographical
that's not
area.
Clear.
Okay.
Malka, that's not really clear.
Okay.
Because, yes, we know the energy has to be separated between positive and negative, but that requires the genetics to be looked at by the same person and discussed by the same person, so you have consistency between the different groups.
So that's not a good connection to that's not part of what we're discussing. Because for God, for Hashem to appear in the mountains on Mount Sinai, it had to be purified. It had to be cleansed.
By virtue of it being a mountain, it purifies.
Okay.
Remember, they had to separate themselves in 3 days before.
Before they received the Torah, they had to separate. Mm-hmm. And there was no intimacy for those 3 days.
So would that be an example of separating the good energy from the evil?
Yes.
And, of course, it was there, what, 9 days travel in the desert, too, played a part, I'm sure.
It was 11 days travel in the trip. Desert. That did make it's all connected to everyone.
That's all connected to the incense too. 11 days, 11 incense, you know, different types of spices. I don't know why went there. But. Okay.
All right. So we'll pick up next Monday.
One question before you leave. Where did Noah actually, where did the ark actually settle? Was that in Iraq, Turkey area? When the waters descended?
Well, the archaeologists tell us that they found it on Mount Ararat, which is in Turkey.
Okay.
But Shem and Ever is a grandson of Noah, or a great-grandson of Noah. Shem is the firstborn son of Noah. Shem and Ever built a yeshiva, a college, that would study the laws of the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unclear. But the fact that there's a mountain means that the atom that makes up that mountain is going to be on a higher spiritual level than you are as being in so short.
I am very short.
I don't really know.
It was not a very high mountain. It was a very humble one, according to a midrash.
It was a mountain.
Right. Okay. Well, this takes a lot of thought.
It does. And we have the 4 days, so we'll convene for this class back on Monday.
Before you leave... I'm sorry. Before you leave, there is we're talking Georgia time. 10:15 or 11:15, we have a class.
At 8:15 tonight, we have a class. At 7 p.m. tonight, we have a class. Both of those times are West Coast times.
Mm-hmm.
So in Eastern time zone at 10 and then again at 11:15. We have two classes tonight. One is a Zohar class at 10 Eastern time, and the other is a Rosh Chodesh information, which is at 11:15.
Okay, that's the one. Okay, Rosh Chodesh. Okay, thank you.
Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.